Hey, you guys, good morning and welcome to Spotlight on Maryland. It's Gina Crash, and I'm super excited to shine the spotlight this morning on Bobby Marvin Holmes. He is the co-founder of Reflection of Kings, and we're going to explain all of what that is this morning. Hello, Bobby. How are you doing?
Good morning, Gina. Thanks for having me.
It's good to see you. And your co-founder, too, is not here, but we're certainly going to be referring to him a lot. That would be Ross Trey Sabira, right, who is your other founder, your co-founder.
Yes.
Your joint co-founders, if that's such a thing. And you're launching this really cool media program for boys in Baltimore. So tell us, we're going to talk all about that in the next half hour. And I guess a good way to kick off is sort of the inspiration behind the name Reflection of Kings. Where did that come from?
It was a long journey, Gina. Ross, Trey, and I, we've known each other for years as media professionals. My background is in public radio as well as being a freelance writer.
Oh, that's cool.
For newspapers in Baltimore. And Ross Trey, he's been working with youth and media as well as, you know, being a filmmaker. I produce films as well.
Oh, awesome.
So we've known about each other and our work. But last year we had the opportunity to join a program called the Practitioner Leadership Institute. It's a program offered through Center for Urban Families.
Gotcha.
And it focuses on building capacity with grassroots organizations in Baltimore who are doing great work, but they need that extra push, that extra oomph to get them over the top so they can be able to receive more resources and expand the impact within the city. So Ross, Trey, and I went through this capacity building training for I think about 7 months.
Oh, wow.
If I'm not mistaken.
And meanwhile, you all have other jobs and commitments too.
Yes,
so that's
yes.
huge though.
Ross, Trey, and I, you say, you know what, Bobby, we both doing the same work. We're both working with youth in Baltimore for years. We are both media professionals. Let's come together and figure out how we can collaborate. I already have my own organization, Son of a Dream.
Yeah, we should talk about that too. I guess the best place to start, I mean, gosh, you're such a well-rounded guy. You're also, a licensed social worker, right?
Yes, I am.
Which
busy.
Which is like, that's a great background for any nonprofit or community organization. And I love that how you and Ross kind of, team together because we're all better together, right? Stronger together and all that good stuff, but not without a lot of preparation. So, so back to that. So you, Son of a Dream LLC, tell us about that. That's your consulting and multimedia firm, right?
Yes, we launched, it originally started as a production publishing company, but just given my work with youth in Baltimore.
And was that, did you start, not to interrupt you, but did you start with the social work and the community grassroots stuff first, and then you did the production company, or what did the timeline
production company
look like?
Came first.
Gotcha.
In 2008, but I would say 2012, I started to work with youth more in the city, and I decided to, why not add an additional piece to this where we offer workshops and trainings to organizations serving youth and families in Baltimore. So 2015, we started doing workshops and trainings, offering that on a Son of a Dream, and we just took off from there.
That's awesome. Now, was that pre or post Freddie Gray uprising and all that went on in Baltimore?
That was pre. That was pre.
Gotcha.
When that happened, when the idea started to develop, and then Freddie Gray uprising happened in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Just to give us kind of like a timeline, and then your background, your youth, I guess we could go back to too. Were you inspired by someone? Or was that why was that important for you to want to do that work to support young males in Baltimore? Were you, did you have a mentor growing up that inspired you, that kind of inspired you to do this?
Actually, my mentor did not come until I was 18.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, of course, I always had the support of my parents.
Mm-hmm.
I had love, supportive family all around, but I did not have my first mentor until I would say 18, 19 years old was Roderick Willis. He was a writer for the Baltimore Afro-American newspaper.
Cool.
And he poured into my life, not just as a professional, but as a young man, giving me opportunities and introduced me to ideas and people I never experienced before. So he was, very critical in my early years, in my development as a young man and as a professional working in Baltimore, and particularly in media.
I'm so glad that you met up with him, because you imagine how your life might have been slightly different if you hadn't met him or been inspired by him, or kind of led you in the direction that you're in now. And then you're giving back and helping other people too, which is great.
Absolutely. You can argue that he planted the seed for Reflection of Kings to happen one day. That he understood to whom much is given, much is required.
That's right.
And made sure I understood that, and helped me develop that grit, that get up and go, to make Son of a Dream and Reflection of Kings happen. So a lot of respect to my mentor, Roderick Willis.
Definitely. And is he still with us, I hope?
Yes, he is.
Awesome.
Yes, he
awesome. Is. He's probably listening to this right now. We're going to get him a copy of this interview. He might be, if he's sleeping in, we're going to get him a copy of this interview. No problem. And that's interesting that you found your mentor later in life. And it doesn't matter when we find them, but you know, that definitely puts us on the right path. But the fact that you guys serve, what age group of young boys do you serve with Reflection of Kings, the media program?
Ages 10 to 13.
Gotcha. So see, that's helping get things rolling a little bit earlier, right?
We were very intentional about that. You know, Ross, Trey, and I, we spent over a year working on just the idea, developing the idea of Reflection of Kings. And we wanted to, as I was once told, the earlier the better in terms of engaging youth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're at a very impressionable age, and they're still under the thumb of mom and dad for the most part.
Yeah.
So just having them, just engaging them would be a lot easier to facilitate in terms of our programming. So yeah, we say, okay, let's focus on this population, this age group.
Now, that age requirement being 10 to 13 for the young youth, what if somebody is not in that age requirement group and wants to participate in some way? Is there a role for anyone else outside of that age group?
We're open to the idea. Mm-hmm. You know, once we have a sit down with the child and have a sit down with the parent, and able to assess where they are, and their ability to participate in the program, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we also understood that, you know, youth, as you know, Gina, 16, 17, you're competing with a lot at that age.
Yeah, because you get 10 to 13, you're getting that taste of freedom, but you might not have gone off and explored into all your options, and you don't quite think you know everything just yet. At 10 to 13, you can still be molded and shaped and inspired and kind of, you know, led along the right way.
Right.
Yeah, so that's a good sort of moldable age group, you know what I mean?
Right.
To be inspired. I like that. That timing is great. And now, before we move on about, you know, what the program has to offer and the expectations and so forth like that, I think, you know, since Ross isn't here, if you want to kind of play the role of him and talk about, I don't want to forget about talking about his organization as well. Mm-hmm. And his background, if you're comfortable talking about that, like his you know, what I brought you guys together and sort of like some things about him that you admire and what his role as a co-founder. I'm sure you both have unique responsibilities, so what were your individual roles for Reflection of Kings, and how, what's that magic like working together?
Absolutely. Of course, I can't do the justice as he would.
Right, right.
But I'll definitely speak on the great work Ross has been doing for years.
Absolutely.
With African Youth Alchemy. First, he has a school-based program called Creole's Eye, where he teaches media in several schools in Baltimore City, working with Baltimore City students.
That's awesome.
Teaching media training. And then he just launched a new program called Griot's Work. He was funded by the Baltimore City Youth Fund, the new youth fund that I believe it was made available last year, if I'm not mistaken.
That's great.
And received a grant to do Griot's Works, where he's working with ages 16 to 24, helping them hone their skills as media professionals, because these are folks who took an interest in media and it's been developing for a long time, but they're ready to take their skills and their position to the next level as professionals.
Yeah.
And also teach them entrepreneurship training as media professionals. In August, Ross will be taking them to Ghana to film projects in Ghana. So, you know, Ross has been doing that for years, taking youth from Baltimore and other areas, Atlanta, to Ghana to work with them around youth and teaching them a cultural education experience. So I'm fortunate and blessed to be able to partner with someone with, you know, just so much experience and so much talent and know-how.
He's really full service like you are, you know, and it's really an eye-opening experience for kids like that. And I'm glad we kind of touched a little bit on his background. And even though he's not here, I feel like you know.
Yes, he's working as always. Yeah, and he's working as always.
And on behalf of like being a member of the media, like it's when we do have kids that come in. We had an intern that's with the Baltimore Homecoming project that's happening again this year in Baltimore.
Yep.
And shining a spotlight on all those individual hero award, you know,
I know a couple of
nominees,
awesome
right?
People.
Yeah, right. And anyway, we can. That's why the show is called Spotlight on Maryland, so we can shine that spotlight. But I think it's a lot of times like their intern came in and it was the perfect choice because he was wowed by the place. He's already applied for an internship here, you know. He was very much a self-starter and he was like really inspired by, you know, our facility and the work that we're doing. But it's cool that there's training because a lot of times if you're not studying that in school, or where else do you get that training,
right?
You know, where do you get that equipment, where do you get that expertise? So that's an invaluable experience that kids are getting in media. That so thank you, you know, on behalf of just laying that foundation, because I mean they might end up in that field they never thought they would, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, and you just touched on it, Gina. You know, I've interned for media organizations, but you know, to take that internship outside of our professional realm and space, mm-hmm. whether it's a newspaper or public radio station or whatever have you, and take it into the community and teach youth in the community those skill sets, we're developing the next generation at a very early age, where mm-hmm. we're talking about the future Gina Crash
yeah, you got
or the future Bobby Holmes.
Yeah, for sure.
It's critical for us to do that. And in terms of, and to your point of how do we diversify our media,
yes,
and be intentional about diversifying not only the faces and what the, people in the media look like, but also the ideas, the perspectives, as well as the narratives.
Yeah, and I like how when you kind of you did your background in print as well, and we can't forget about that medium, how important that is to be inspired.
Absolutely.
By those writers and those stories and that longer form, like tangible, you know, paper that you can look at. And I know you can get it online too, but there's something about still respecting print journalism as well, and all the multimedia and all that goes into that. So that's the incredible experience. So we are bouncing back now as I'm flipping pages all over the place, speaking of the print. But we were talking about the program, Reflection of Kings. And I know you guys have a big open house coming up surrounding that as well. But tell us what that program's going to offer and, you know, what your expectations are and so forth. Is this the first time you've done that, right? So this is an inaugural program?
Yes, this is the first time. I've been working with youth for years,
right,
in Baltimore, but this is the first time I was intentional about forming a program focused on youth and media at the same time.
And you must have seen a need for that, right?
Yes. You know, Ross, you know, he's been working with youth and media for years, longer than I have. But in terms of, again, going back to what does it mean to develop your own narrative?
Yeah.
What does it mean to tell your own story?
Right.
And you know, where we are right now in our country, where we have an important conversations about inclusion, important conversations about diversity, making sure that we hear the voices of women, making sure that we hear people of color on all our media platforms.
Absolutely.
Just we wanted to be intentional about, okay, how can we teach black boys coming from Baltimore particular skills on how to tell their stories and their experiences and where they coming from? And we thought it was critical for Ross and I. How can we teach them life skills? How can we connect them with positive role models in their community where they can learn directly from? Just as you and I sit here and have a conversation, the impact that would have on an 11-year-old sitting down with the media professionals and other folks doing great work in our community. So Ross and I really want to be intentional about that impact and what we bring to the table in terms of engaging boys with media, mm-hmm. something powerful that they use every day, you know, social media, whatever have you. But how do we do that and teach them how to be responsible with this important tool?
Yep.
So, you know, it was my monumental for us to come together as professionals and be able to do this and help cultivate the future generation of storytellers.
Yeah, we need to keep that going. And responsible is a word that was popping into my brain. And it's one thing for us. I'm glad we're giving them the voice to do that, but also we need to listen to what they have to say. You know?
Absolutely.
So how can we get involved to be able to witness that, you know, for everybody in Baltimore to be able to hear the voices, the Reflection of Kings? How can people get involved in that?
You can visit reflectionofkings.org. Our open house, again, is Saturday, September 14th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
So we got time for that, right? I'm glad we have you in here a couple of weeks ahead of that so we can get everybody excited because it's a busy summertime season, but
absolutely,
it's important for people not to lose sight of that date, right?
Yep, and you can go and register for the event on our website, reflectionofkings.org.
Gotcha. And, you know, in today's climate, how important has that become to you to make sure that we're telling those stories properly and they're being distributed properly? And is that something you've noticed that it's even more urgent now?
Absolutely. And I'm sure you agree, Gina, that, you know, internet kind of, and social media to be more particular, mm-hmm. leveled the playing field in
yeah.
terms of giving more folks a platform. It's been detrimental in some ways.
We kind of made everyone a filmmaker, maybe
yes.
a 50-second video or whatever Instagram will allow you to upload, but right. without editing it. But yeah, I know what you're saying. And then, you know, some of it disappears with Snapchat, but some of it's there permanently. And I think also teaching kids, is that something you do too, to tell them that once that's on their record, permanently, like if you're search or you say you're applying for school, you're into school and they're kind of Googling what you're doing and looking at your sort of social media presence, you know,
right.
how important is that for them to make sure they're being responsible about what they're posting and what they're saying?
I think is, you know, I'm not one of those folks that shun, you know, and cast, you know, I guess a negative light on using media. I think it's great if they have the guidance and the support
yes.
to do it responsibly. But I think we as adults tend to forget that. We have to step in and intervene to make sure that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
We have to explain to them the do's and the don'ts. And I have that conversation on cyberbullying now with the youth that I work with.
That's important.
Because it's critical, mm-hmm. you know, where we are right now in this day and age. So just having us the ability to go ahead and engage youth around this medium and to teach them the do's and don'ts and to teach them how impactful this can be. I mean, we've seen the Me Too movement come out of social media. We've
it's
seen
huge, yeah.
the Egypt uprising come out of Me Too social media. We also seen Black Lives Matter. We've seen all of these mm-hmm. social justice movements take place using, you know, your folks' smartphone, using media. So we know how impactful it can be on our youth. We know how we can tell great stories. But I think the missing piece is folks like us, Gina, just coming in, stepping in and showing youth how to do it responsibly
yeah.
and also how to respect the faces of other folks and
yeah.
ideas of other folks within this platform.
Right.
That it's room for everyone
yeah.
to come to the table to tell their story. It's not too exclusive to one population based on race or class.
You're right. And you know, everything we think teaches us a lesson, like the World Cup victory with women, it then
Absolutely.
Brought up equal pay issue, right? Where you're like, well, they're generating more fans and more money than the men's team, and they're making
Absolutely.
Less money. Even when it's simple, you know, that is kind of on the heels of Me Too or mm-hmm. you know, the women's gymnastics and all they went through. So that's an
right
important,
in line with
yeah,
it, yes,
it's
right
really
in line.
Important
yep.
to shine that spotlight and really kind of get the word out there. So I think we're doing that in a lot of ways
right,
in a positive way, for sure. So tell us more about the open house, which tell us about, it's at the Center for Urban Families, right, which we've mentioned a few times in the interview. So
yes.
let us know, you know, why that was important to have it there and where they're located and sort of what attendees can expect to see and learn and that sort of thing when you have your open house, which is September 14th. What day of the week is that?
That is a Saturday.
Awesome.
Saturday, September 14th.
That's
yes,
perfect.
Yes. We try to do it early day so folks get their errands and grocery
good.
Shopping out the way and laundry
that's
out
good.
The way and have enough time to do so.
You're
so we're thinking about moms and
yes.
dads and their hectic lives.
Yep, you're speaking my language. If you got sports stuff, you got 5Ks super
right.
early in the morning
yes.
sometimes,
yes.
you know, or more than that. So
yes.
sometimes they're fundraising in nature. So yeah, it's a busy weekend, that's for sure. But we want
yep.
people to take time to attend and to learn and to hear about Reflection of Kings.
Yep.
And so, yeah, why was that spot important
yeah.
for you?
Well, that's the origin,
mm-hmm.
the founding place of Reflection of Kings. That,
yeah.
You know, Ross and I, that's where the idea to start it developed through us going through the PLI, the Practitioner
right.
Leadership Institute program.
Perfect.
So that's where we birthed pretty much the idea of Reflection of Kings, and we just want to take it back home.
Yeah.
And with this open house, it'll be an information session where the folks can learn more about our programming, learn more about us, you know, meet and greet the co-founders of Reflection of Kings.
That's great.
And see, okay, what direction we're trying to go in. And we plan to have some media professionals there. Angela, can I announce who?
Oh, yeah. So we also have
is okay.
silent partner, Angela Bird. If you want to get on the mic, Angela, that's cool. If anything we've learned about media training, off the mic doesn't work.
Right.
So
right.
we are are going to bring Angela Bird into the conversation, president and CEO. Hello, Angela. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good, good, good. So so you guys want to do a co-joint announcement of the exciting media professionals that will be in attendance?
Well, so far, we have TJ Smith.
Oh, love him.
Yes.
Yes.
He's Johnny O's boy now, former Baltimore Police Department spokesperson. Yes.
Absolutely. He's going to be joining us as one of the media professionals.
He's awesome.
Yes, he's jumping in to participate in the open house on September 14th.
That's great.
And we also have a gentleman. He's a friend of mine. His name is Harold Haley. He is a former news photographer for NBC News.
Oh, that's
cool.
He's
been with NBC for 30 years, so he's a retiree.
That's fantastic.
From the network, and he's willing to pitch in. So I'm still waiting for all the confirmations to come.
Yeah,
so please, media professionals,
get back to Angela Bird,
exactly,
president and CEO. And and thank you. You're always there with. You're the person that got the ball rolling with us to even be talking to Bobby this morning and talking about Reflection of Kings.
Yes. So thank you, Angela.
She's always working.
It's publicist
like,
at work.
Absolutely. And I forget what the subject line was, but it was like, you know, interview request, and
right.
It really cuts to the chase. I'm like, Angela, what can we do? We move the schedule around.
Yes, very quick.
And we made room for it because it's important to hear the voice. And thank you, Angela, for all that you do.
I appreciate the quick
you,
response. And
anything else we can do to help out or how the public can get involved as well, please let us know.
I will.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So Angela goes back to being her multimedia self over there, taking Instagram stories and stuff and keeping us out of trouble, right? And again, to reset, we're talking.
Gina, that's right.
That's
perfect. That was important. Announcement and Angela and I had extensive conversation about that. We want the program participants to see media professionals,
yes,
so they can know this is real.
Yeah,
you see folks on television, you hear them on the radio, but it's a different story.
Yeah,
you go up to them and you can meet these people, shake TJ Smith's hand.
Oh yeah, I did
learn
that
about his work.
Opening day at Orioles, he was there. I just love all that he does for the community too.
Absolutely,
and
TJ's great.
He's fantastic, and so that's really cool that people are getting a chance to interact and
that's what it's all about.
That's really
why we're inviting these folks out to our open house. So folks come learn about Reflection of Kings, as well as meeting these awesome media professionals that do great work.
I love that. And a selfie opportunity.
Absolutely.
If you do want to do the social media stuff. You
know, I'm going to get one myself. So,
I know. It's so great. I love all these people you're talking about. How's the response been so far? And then after this, where are you taking things after that?
The response has been great.
Awesome.
We're definitely pushing it on social media, definitely getting the word out. We're doing community outreach. Folks are signing up and going to our website, reflectionkings.org.
That's good.
To register for the open house. So folks are excited about Reflection of Kings.
Yay!
They already are familiar with our work, Ross and I, but they're excited that we are now, as media professional, engaging this population into media and learning media skills and developing their storytelling skills. So folks are excited about Reflection of Kings, definitely.
And they can follow you. Speaking of social media, that's a good point where people can follow you guys. Reflection of Kings will be on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram?
Yes, we are. We are all on those major platforms.
Awesome.
Yep.
And you are individually, too. I think I just followed you on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes, I am. My personal page, Bobby Marvin Holmes. My professional page is Son of a Dream, LLC, on Twitter as well as Instagram and on Facebook.
Your co-founder, Ross, where can we find him if you know off the top of your head on social media?
You can find African Youth Alchemy that on Twitter as well as Instagram.
Gotcha.
Mind you, Ross is a little social media shy.
It's not everybody's thing. You know what I mean?
Exactly. But after Youth Alchemy, he definitely posts the work that he does. But as far as personally me, I'm a chatterbox. So I'm always on social media.
Look at the sandwich I ate. You know, what am I doing?
Wherever
inspiration might strike, you know, you're going to put it out there. It's not for everybody. But when it is, it's a huge part of your narrative, too. So it's an important way to reach people. But we've been talking to Reflection of Kings co-founder Bobby Marvin Holmes, who is still with us, and Angela Bird, thank you, president and CEO. Angela, your organization is PICG
Inc.
Yeah, PIGCINC, and they can find out more information at PICGINC.com. She's also on social media as well. So, I know you don't do it alone, Bobby. So who else would you like to give a shout out to or thank for getting Reflection of Kings off the ground and all your great work that's
a lot
still
of people,
to come?
But I'll keep it short. Definitely want to thank Wendy Blackwell, as well as Sean Burnett from Center for Urban Families, PLI, for granting Ross and I this opportunity to build capacity and begin our journey. I want to thank Joe Jones at Center for Urban Families. We would like to thank Baltimore Core Elevation Awards for granting us our seed funding to get started, which is very critical. My program manager, Jennifer Clark, she's been very supportive and wonderful. So definitely want to thank these people, because these are the folks that help make Reflection of Kings happen out behind the scenes. But yeah, their work is definitely not forgotten.
The youth of Baltimore need you. Again, boys 10 to 13 can participate in your media program for young boys, Reflection of Kings. And we're so excited. That is coming up Saturday, September 14th, 10 a.m. to noon. And again, reflectionofkings.org is where people can get lots of info.
Yes, yes.
And if they're interested as well on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, they're going to look for you. And thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for the invite, Gina. Really appreciate it.
I love it. Thank you, Angela, for getting things organized. And thank Ross me personally, because I'm bummed he wasn't here today. But that's okay, because we're going to be able to see his work on Saturday, September 14th. And if you want to reach out to me, too, on social media, I'm on all those platforms, too, at Gina Crash. We just followed each other.
Follow Gina.
That's right. And we look forward to it. Best of luck with Reflection of Kings. So please come back and let us know how it was and talk about future projects.
Will do. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. The Spotlight on Maryland has been on Reflection of Kings today with Bobby Marvin Holmes, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.